We're going to focus now on another name from today's list of medal recipients, jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji caught up with him before a performance in California just a few days ago, and she sent this profile.
Okay, let it eat, guys. One, two, and one, two, three.
Arturo Sandoval is rehearsing with his band before a sold-out performance at the Broad Stage in Santa Monica. The 9-time Grammy Award winner is not feeling too hot this evening. He just finished touring for 22 days straight, and he's 64.
To blow the trumpet like this, I'm telling you, it's a pain on the butt. What's this for?
He nods toward the boom mic I've been dangling in front of him. It's for NPR, I say. All things considered.
All things considered. Even a crazy Cuban trumpet player.
The self-proclaimed crazy Cuban trumpet player looks more like a jolly Cuban Santa Claus. Tall, big belly, but instead of a red suit, he's wearing hip red glasses. Sick as he is, he says there's a reason he can keep going like this.
I gotta tell you something. I love good food. And I never look in my eyes. I never touch any kind of drugs. Zero. Food is the first priority for me. And then the family, and then the music.
Jokes aside, this man sweats music. He's frantically flipping through lead sheets for his band, scatting like a pro with boundless energy.
Guys! Also pull number 3, anthropology. I would like to try that.
Sandoval left his native Cuba in 1990 after years as a really successful musician there, most notably in the 70s with the band Irakere. Their music was funky, jazzy, with strong Afro-Cuban rhythms. But as different as the music sounded for the times, Sandoval says he didn't feel free as an artist, constantly having to check with the Cuban government for permission to play what he wanted, when he wanted, the way he wanted.
Freedom is the most important word in the entire dictionary. You know about when you lose it, and then you got a complete different idea and a perspective of the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
So, he defected. The first album he made after was called Flight to Freedom. Since then, he's recorded 30 albums that range from straight-ahead jazz to classical to Latin jazz.
He synthesizes all of these styles that he's heard and absorbed. And because he's such a talented musician, he can then express it. He can play it.
That's Steve Loza, jazz trumpeter, Latin jazz expert, and professor of ethnomusicology at UCLA. He points out Sandoval is not necessarily an innovator, but a jazz ambassador to a new generation, keeping the spirits of greats like Dizzy Gillespie, Sandoval's longtime mentor, alive.
He played Dizzy Gillespie with no mistakes, you know. And I think Dizzy Gillespie admired his passion, the soul. Dizzy Gillespie and Arturo Sandoval play the way that I have always attempted to play. It's like you're playing like it's the last time you'll ever play.
And that's always for me has been my priority, you know. Try to be as good as I can today, these 24 hours. What happened yesterday is history. What's going to happen tomorrow is in the hands of God. We have no control whatsoever.
And with that, Sandoval blows his nose, pours himself some hot water.
Sound like somebody's pee. No, I put in hot water to make a tea. Please, be sure you put that on tape.
And get set to blow his trumpet for a packed theater with all the passion he can muster, like it's the very last time. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.